Thanks for the enthusiastic introduction. I'm here to change the pace and do a little comedy for you guys. Is that okay? That's good? Okay. Well, I'd like to talk about the internet first, since I'm on the internet right now in the digital bar. Honestly, we should get some digital crack in there. We'd probably get a lot more avatars, don't you think? The internet... Oh, I first want to say, I want to tell the internet people, you can go to my site. It's www.bangbus.com/Richie Alfson. All my greatest hits on that one. But the internet, it has revolutionized everything, especially porn, which is, relative to me, because I love porn. But think about the days before the internet, you know? Sometimes you'd have to use the Sunday paper and look at, like, the JCPenney catalog to rub one out, you know? Am I the only guy that Googles Lane Bryant to get down?
I remember that. You don't remember that.
Oh, dude. Well, I was drunk, so I guess I don't. But seriously, I like Lane Bryant. Go to lanebryant.com. Seriously. Booyah! It's kind of ridiculous. Oh, is she? Perfect. Really? What do you like to masturbate to? I don't know. Does Lane Bryant have suits? And no? Okay. Stick with JCPenney then. I've been buying up misspelled domain names in order to get famous. I got the first one. It's called facecook.com. You just log on, and as soon as you get there, it's just a face. Ah! Just burning to death. That's kind of weird, I know. But I think people would really get a kick out of it, you know? I actually love the internet. I actually found a girlfriend on the internet, believe it or not. It didn't work out, though, because I met her, and, like, I'm a Rockies fan. Aren't we all Rockies fans here? Yeah. Well, I'm a Rockies fan, and she was a 40-year-old man, so it... We had some differences. It didn't work out. But, yeah, I'm looking for a new girlfriend because I just got out of a long relationship, like a four-year relationship, and I had to end it. I mean... I just felt like only part of me could ever really get into her. You know what I mean? Do you guys feel me? Like, I always wanted a deeper connection. She was always, like, scared to get hurt, though. You guys know what I mean? Do you follow? But I was kind of bent out of shape about it, so I called my mom to give her some, get some perspective on it, and I feel like I should be doing this. And she goes... Richie, you know, nice guys finish last. And you know, she's right. Nice guys do finish last. Nice guys, they don't even fucking race anymore, you know what I mean? This is my impression of the nice guy trying to run the race. On your mark, get set, go. Oh, hamstring. Oh, screw this. I'm gonna go home and jog alone. Think about the finish line when I do it. That's how you talk about jogging and masturbating at the same time. But think about, like, Lance Armstrong, he was dating Sheryl Crow. Imagine dating Sheryl Crow. You can have sex with her. She'll sing to you. She would probably sing to you after you have sex with her about having sex with you. Can you imagine that? Lance Armstrong, but he had a dumper. Because why? Because he lost a testicle. Both testicles, actually, you know? And he's like, come on! I'm sorry! I gotta get out there and sow my wild oat! He's only got one oat left! Get it? His nut joke. But yeah, I took my mom's advice, so I've been trying consciously, you know, to do my part, just to be less of a nice guy and more of an asshole. And it's actually working pretty well, you know? Girls don't like dozens of roses. They like dozens of Jaeger bombs. Like, I guarantee you. Like, try to like, disprove me on that. I dare you. Unless you want to get laid, then, or if you don't want to get laid, don't do that. But I was like, okay, I was in Boulder. This is me being an asshole. And I get on the bus, and, like... I've got a dog, and I always want to take my dog on the bus and go somewhere nice. You can't do that. You can't take dogs on the bus. But some people can take dogs on the bus. Blind people. But you know who else can take dogs on the bus? People who have fupas and no style. Does everybody know what a fupa is?
Stand up for pussy,
fatter upper pussy area. That's right. Doesn't make sense to me. Why do they need a guard dog just because you have a fupa? Why is that? It doesn't make sense, does it? I don't know. I kind of want to get a fat upper penis area and see if I can get a guard dog on the bus. I don't know how to get one. If anybody knows, please talk to me afterwards. I'll be willing to buy one. But I was trying to get my friend from Oklahoma, where I'm from, to come to Boulder to go to college. So maybe before I graduate, we can have some fun times together. But she's like, no, I'm not going to come to Boulder. There's too much rape in Boulder. He nods his head. Why are you nodding your head? He's like, number one rapist right here. But it's not true. I was like, there's really not that much rape. And she's like, no, I read an article. People are getting raped like hotcakes in Boulder. I'm like, it's absolutely not true. I told her, you know, I hate rapists. I think they should all be put to sleep. That's what I do to my left hand, you know what I mean? Stranger. He knows all the sexual everything. One thing I hate about Boulder, though, the lack of diversity. Do you know what I mean? Maybe it's all of Colorado, but when at the base of any mountain, I can pick out like every black person on the slopes. It's like, oh, there they are, right there. But like, why is that? Personally, like some of my favorite things, it's not weird or ironic, but I love freestyle rapping. You know, I love fried chicken. I love to dance. Do you know what I mean? I love to play basketball. I can dunk. I love to play basketball. But sometimes, because of my interests, I come off as a massive racist, you know? Because anytime I meet anybody, I'll say the same things. And when I meet a black person, you know, it comes off pretty bad. Because I'm like, oh, cool. It's nice to meet you, Keenan. And eventually I'm like, so what do you want to do, man? Do you want to play some basketball? It's like, no, I don't want to play basketball. Oh, okay, well, we can go back to my house and rap if you want. No? Oh, well, I can make fried chicken for the both of us. It'll be a great time, you know? But that's not my fault. That's Boulder. I say, if you're African-American, move to Boulder, people, if you're listening, because you'll be famous. All the white people will know your name. I guarantee it. But I'm kind of crazy. I don't know. Maybe you can tell by facecook.com. But I recently started going to therapy. Who's going to be honest right now? Who goes to therapy in here? Raise your hand if you do. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. More people do, but they're scared. They're scared to admit it. Something they probably talk about with their own therapist. But I just started. So they gave me this really weird test to like see how I feel about certain issues. It'd be like, here's your issue, and you have to rate it on 0 to 4. It'd be like, if the issue's depression, 0 would be I'm never depressed, and 4 would be I'm depressed all the time. A couple of the ones that I loved, the suicide category, 2 was just, I'd like to commit suicide. Just I'd like to do it, you know. Right after I get back from the Boulder Reservoir and I have a couple mojitos, I'd maybe like to commit suicide. But I think my favorite one was the crying topic. So 0 was, I don't cry all the time. 1 was, I cry sometimes. 2, I cry frequently. 3, I cry a lot. And what do you guys think that 4 was?
I never cry all the time.
I cry all the time? Well, he's pretty close, because 4 was, I want to cry, but I can't. It's so sad. You know what's even sadder? I circled 4. No. But I mean, in Boulder, Boulder's weird. Isn't Boulder so weird? God, it's weird. I don't even have to eat mushrooms. I just come to Boulder. It's like the same thing. My roommate is a serious like environmentalist, you know? So I live in North Boulder. I don't know if this is a worldwide thing in Boulder, but does anybody get the compost trash cans now? Like, you have a compost trash can? Recyclables, regular trash, compost? Nobody? Yeah, okay. I think that's, like, unique to Boulder. I'm from Oklahoma. One of the trash cans says endangered animals, you know what I mean? So, yeah, we have the compost trash can, so I'm really hungover one morning after a heavy night of drinking, which everyone can relate to. And I wake up and I'm like, I'm going to make eggs for myself to sober up. And it made a ton of sense to me. So I start making eggs. And I had some, guess what I had the night before? Fried chicken. Shocking. And I'm cooking the eggs, and I get a whiff of the eggs. And just something about it, it makes me want to vomit. So I get the, you guys know when you're about to vomit, you go, and it's just all in your mouth, and you don't know where to aim it. And you only have a very small amount of time to guess. So my roommate comes in, who's a total hippie, and he sees this. And I'm about to vomit, and I start going towards the trash can, and he goes, no, in the compost. I'm like, God. So I start going towards the compost, and he goes, no, you had fried chicken in the sink. So I'm turning like back to go to the sink, and it hits the pivotal point, and I just unload, and it goes right in the pan where I'm cooking the fucking eggs, all in the eggs. And I was like, should I eat it? I mean, that's like legitimate recycling right there, you know? It's a vomlet. It's a tasty vomlet. And my roommate goes, well, it does have chicken. So I ate it. Is that wrong? I did eat it. Guess what it tasted like? Fried chicken. Okay. That was my last joke. I don't have any more jokes. I hope you guys enjoyed that. And have a good night. Yeah, thank you.